Hi, and welcome to Beyond the Official Narrative. Here with me, Paul Stevenson. This is 6 o'clock here in the UK where I am, midday Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Welcome to the show. We are without our main host today, Richard Carey. I know anybody who listens will know that I co-host the show on Mondays with Richard, but he has some private stuff to attend to today, so he asked me to cover the show. So I will be going solo today. Richard will be back tomorrow. So welcome to Beyond the Official Narrative. It's a great name for a show, isn't it, Beyond the Official Narrative? Because the official narrative is always, well, essentially lies, propaganda, the agenda of nefarious political elites and governments, and generally very nefarious, unscrupulous, unpleasant people who mean you no good, and in most cases, if you take it to the extreme, are basically trying to destroy you and essentially exercise total control over you. And these people, as you see, well, you know, it's just one thing after the other. But I mean, the COVID thing really has encapsulated this desire and drive for total control or eradication of our liberties. It's just lies, lies, and more lies, and let's just say playing very fast and loose with the data when it comes to the whole COVID thing, cases, deaths, hospitalizations. And lots of people are misled by this stuff. I will stop myself before I go any further and remind our listeners how important it is to keep RBN on the air. So please do donate. These are very dark times. They have been increasing in recent years and just exponentially, I would say, over the last sort of 5 years. So we really can't afford for, you know, ourselves, you, your family, your children, your children's children, and your country can't afford to lose networks like RBN. I mean, we hosts on RBN, we may not always get it right, but we mean well, and we try and get the information out there and cut through the propaganda and lies. And like I say, we may not always get it right, but we don't have an agenda. We're not hell-bent on misleading people and lying to people and, you know, sending people into all sorts of false realities, which is essentially what mainstream media incessantly do and attempt to do. So, yes, do donate to Republic Broadcasting Network. We really need that. And as I say, we just can't afford for networks like RBN to fall by the wayside. I mean, the censorship on social media is so aggressive. So it's important for independent networks like us to survive. So with that said, we over here in the UK had the health secretary. Of course, we've got a secretary for everything. I mean, anything you can think of, we've got a secretary for it. Health secretary, education secretary, transport secretary, housing secretary. Every little area of your life that you don't need the government interfering with, we have a secretary for it or a minister for it. All, of course, has to be paid for by the taxpayer, a dwindling tax base, I would say, over the last 18 months with the COVID hysteria. And not only are they printing money like it's going out of fashion, but they have caused irrevocable damage to Main Street and the private sector with these lockdowns. And so they have diminished the tax base. So It doesn't take that much for a country to slide into a third world country, or certainly not a first world country that we've been accustomed to. When you destroy the tax base like that, eventually what will happen is they're either going to raise taxes to eye-watering levels, public services will suffer. I mean, the NHS over here, that we were told we had to, you know, have a lockdown for 15 days to flatten the curve and protect the NHS. We're still in those lockdowns to some extent. We were supposed to have our great day of freedom on the 21st of June, which didn't happen. And that's been pushed back to the, I think it's the 5th of July, maybe. Sometime in July, anyway. So the NHS itself is a bottomless pit. And is a tremendous drain on the taxpayer in this country. But with either massive tax hikes, or if they just keep printing the money, it's essentially a tax anyway, because it destroys the purchasing power, and we're seeing massive increases in prices even now in the supermarkets and things like that. And you've got the Federal Reserve still trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, and sadly it seems to be still be working on certain sectors anyway, by this nonsense proclamation that inflation is transitory. Well, time will tell, but I think time is only going to tell that inflation is here to stay, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, you cannot print that amount of money and not expect to see inflation. I mean, essentially printing money like that is inflation, and the rising prices, even though there often is a lag, they are the consequences of inflation. And we're seeing that already here over in the UK, and I know you're seeing it there in the US, things like lumber and commodities and all sorts of areas where prices are going up. And of course, this basically is a wealth transfer from Main Street to Wall Street, because the rich get richer, and those with assets are quite happy to see inflation. Because if you've got a house, and if you've got stocks, and you've got a lot of assets, then those assets are going to go up with inflation. But if you don't have assets, the things that you need to buy to survive, particularly things like food and maybe your rent and things like that, electricity, all those things are going up, and that does not go down well with people who have to pay those things. So basically the price of living goes up for the poorer, the working classes or the lower middle classes, and even the middle classes, and the rich get richer with their assets going up. So it really is theft. And that is basically what the Federal Reserve and the central banks have been doing for a long time. And they've been doing it on steroids since the so-called COVID-19 pandemic. This is basically daylight robbery, and no one seems to acknowledge it. And as long as the Fed says, oh, everything's okay, and inflation's transitory, everyone seems to think, well, okay then, let's believe the Fed, because they've got such a good track record of telling the truth. I mean, these people are murderers, thieves, and liars. It's as simple as that. These are the same people. Since 1913, when the Federal Reserve came into the United States, was the beginning of the end. I mean, look what's happened in a century in the United States. I mean, it's tragic. These people fund the wars, the media. They're the other tentacle, the main tentacle of this system is the media, which drums up the propaganda for these wars, and the central banks and the Federal Reserve will fund these wars. So they're murderers, they're thieves, as I say. They're Jewish bankers. They have always been condemned and conducted this kind of behavior wherever they've went, and received a reaction wherever they've went, and been condemned for theft, usury, and rapine, which is basically theft and stealing property and things like that. And you're seeing it already. So many people can't afford to get on the property ladder, and you're seeing a lot of these house prices going up and being bought en masse. People like BlackRock, I think, are essentially agents for the government, are buying up a lot of property. And of course, they're liars. It's the lending and the lies, the money and the media. And that's what we're dealing with the Federal Reserve and the mainstream media, these mendacious mainstream media talking heads and our perfidious politicians, which are bought and paid for. And that is what we're dealing with. And we had the... I circle back to Matt Hancock, the health secretary. Now, he was caught on CCTV over here in the UK. It's been on in the mainstream media. The Sun broke the story over here, where you have pictures and videos of Matt Hancock, who's a married man with three children, kissing and groping one of his aides, who is also a married woman, and I think has three children. And this was caught on camera. And of course, this is a guy who's been telling everyone for the last 18 months to keep social distancing and face, space, hands. I mean, this guy's face and hands were all over this woman, and there certainly was no social distancing. And of course, this double standard has been acknowledged, and there has been wide-scale disgust at this double standard and hypocrisy. But it must be said that there has been much less said, and I think it's very telling, about the spiritual and moral climate of our day. Particularly, remember, this guy is in a so-called conservative government, which essentially are nothing more than just another bunch of Marxists, globalist Marxists, masquerading as a conservative government, a conservative in name only government. And there has been virtually no condemnation or focus on the fact that this is a married man. Now, even 20 years ago, the guy would have resigned. Now, he has resigned, but he would have resigned on the fact that he was married. This would have been just untenable for him to continue based on the fact that he's a married man, and that this aide, he's brought her in. She was a friend of his at university, and there's all sorts of conflict of interest going on here. And this guy, Matt Hancock, it really does reveal, when you listen to this guy and when you listen to him throughout the last 18 months, he's just a chancer. This is all like a joke to these people. They know it's nonsense. They're not one bit worried about COVID-19. You can see the clips where he's all over this woman. He's groping her rear end. Very embarrassing, no doubt, for him. Or is he embarrassed? I don't know. I mean, he comes on a day later and resigns. And I don't think there was any embarrassment or shame in this guy. He just resigns probably because Boris Johnson told him to resign. Or maybe he didn't. I mean, initially, he came out and said that he was going to support him. But the guy should be instantly sacked. I mean, what kind of a government do we have? And what kind of a moral society do we have when the governing party doesn't immediately come out and sack the guy? Both for the fact he's married and for the hypocrisy and double standard and facade of him telling the country and interfering in everyone's lives and privacy and liberty for the last 18 months, telling them what to do, who they can do it with, where they can do it, etc., etc., causing a lot of people a lot of suffering, a lot of stress, not being able to see relatives, friends, family, not being able to hug anyone. And the UK population has been tragically compliant in all of this. But here's Matt Hancock, the health secretary himself, all over this woman, snogging her right there for the whole country to see. And as I say, there has been a lot of kind of outrage and disgust at the double standard of all that, but very little about the fact he's married. And it really does say a lot about our moral decline. Because, as I say, even 20 years ago, the guy would have been sacked on the spot, I imagine, for the shame of the fact that he's married with three children, and the woman that he was having an affair with is also married with three children. But this is kind of secondary. The more important issue is the fact that, oh, he's not keeping social distancing. And that's important, too, because it does reveal a hypocrisy, but it's no surprise. I mean, and I'm sure it's no surprise to anybody who listens to RBN. If it is a surprise to anyone, I think we've got, and we do have a tragic state of misplaced trust in our governments and naivety that governments are only or ever well-intentioned and only ever make mistakes, but they've got our best interests at heart. I mean, so these people are just constantly constantly, decade after decade, administration after administration, just incompetent. There's never any corruption. There's never any conspiracy. For the most part, people don't believe in conspiracy theories. Although I do think a lot more people actually do than what's acknowledged. Of course, mainstream media are not going to acknowledge it, but they're out there. And you've got a dichotomy, a parallel universe of the parallel realities of what's presented and what's engineered and what is actually the case. Because I think a lot more people are aware and wise to the propaganda and the lies than they would ever care to acknowledge, because it's a threat to them. So they have to bury and shame anyone who talks about conspiracy as conspiracy theorists and tinfoil hat people and all the rest of it. Well, I do believe there are people out there who do go a bit crazy with conspiracies, but there are conspiracies. They are everywhere. And we should not be surprised. There has been conspiracies since time began. Go and read the Old Testament. I mean, man hasn't changed that much. Well, he hasn't really changed at all, really, I guess. I was recommended a book by someone I respect a lot and have previously interviewed and was I'm hoping to interview again. A book which really does capture a lot of what we're dealing with today. A guy called Father Spyridon Bailey. Now, I'm not a Catholic, but I'm not hostile to Catholicism either. We've got so many threats today that I think some of our squabbles within Protestants and Catholics tends to be a bit petty. This book by Father Spyridon Bailey is called Orthodoxy and the Kingdom of Satan. And I'll read a little bit from the intro. It basically says, in the late 1980s, I read a book called Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future, written by Hieronymonk Father Seraphim Rose. It was produced in the early 70s and deals with the growing influence on American culture of the New Age movement. The book concludes that there is an intention to establish a single world religion, which will have certain outward forms of Christianity, but in fact will be an instrument of the rule of Antichrist. The book has been influential in many Orthodox countries, including Russia and Greece, where Seraphim Rose is widely read. The book left a great impression on me, and over the following years, I became aware of how rapidly the things described by Father Seraphim were not only coming to fruition, but were in fact going beyond anything he had described. The extent to which occultism has penetrated mainstream culture in Western Europe, North America. Okay, folks, we'll take a break. I'm picking up. I'm gonna accumulate, and it makes me feel greater. I'll see you sometime later when I'm through with my accumulator. It's no social integrator. So one man isolator.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
And you are back, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon to your live here with me, Paul Stevenson, on the Beyond the Official Narrative show. I normally co-host this show with the main host, Richard Carey, but Richard has some private business to attend to this afternoon, so I am filling in and going solo today. I should say also, if you do want to call in, the number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, or you can call toll free on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So, as I was saying before the break, there was a gentleman I've interviewed quite a few times over the years, a gentleman called Andrew Joyce, who recommended a book to me. I'm hoping to get Andrew on the show soon. He's a busy guy, but we'll do something soon again. He introduced me to a book. He suggested a book called Orthodoxy and the Kingdom of Satan by Father Spyridon Bailey. And I thought even the introduction really sort of encapsulated a lot of what we're dealing with today. And it said that he was referring to a previous book written by Seraphim Rose. And he said, the book left a great impression on me. And over the following years, I became aware of how rapidly the things described by Father Seraphim were not only coming to fruition, but were in fact going beyond anything he had described. Now, how often is that the case when you're, you know, I was talking to Richard off air yesterday, and, you know, whether it's immigration that Enoch Powell warned about in the 60s, or whether it's what we have warned about with COVID. I remember only, you know, probably only a couple of months ago, suggesting that these lockdowns were a precursor to climate lockdowns. And that would have been dismissed even as recently as 2 months ago as a conspiracy theory. Now, if one good thing has come out of the coronavirus scamdemic is that a lot of naive people who I described earlier who have this sort of childish misplaced trust in government and think that they've always got our best interests at heart have realized in this massive overreach and display of audacity by governments around the world that governments are liars, that the conspiracy theorists were actually talking more along the lines of conspiracy facts. And that is a good thing. I have witnessed people on sort of more centrist type, you know, people like talk radio hosts like Julia Hartley Brewer, who are very quick to distance themselves, you know, from conspiracy theorists and like to think of themselves as kind of more, you know, credible, respectable journalists who wouldn't like to, you know, delve into the type of topics that we would discuss here on RBN. But there are more people who believe what we believe now, I think, than a lot of mainstream media. I mean, when you look at some of the clips that come out of The Sun or The Guardian on YouTube, or, you know, and they have little clips of the latest scaremongering about coronavirus or whatever it is, it's invariably you see, you know, 3,800 dislikes, 210 likes, you know, and comments disabled. It's amazing to me that the mainstream media even continue to put out these videos because it's so embarrassing for them. I mean, they are just slated every time they come out with this stuff. And, you know, so many more people are wise to this. But it's always worse, you know. No matter how bad you think it is, no matter how much of a conspiracy theory people will call it, it's always worse than you actually think or could possibly imagine. We're dealing with the diabolical depths of depravity when we're dealing with our rulers and those who attempt to rule over us. So, Seraphim points us out here, but in fact, we're going beyond anything he had described. The extent to which occultism has penetrated mainstream culture in Western Europe and North America led me to consider writing something that would follow up on the themes he wrote about and examine just how far the satanic agenda has advanced. Now, this book basically comes at things in the way that my own worldview would be in line with, which is we are dealing with essentially a spiritual battle with which largely plays out here on the earth. When you're talking about big tech, when you're talking about Bill Gates, when you're talking about Jewish power, when you're talking about all the corruption, all the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, all of it are tentacles and part of a global satanic criminal syndicate. So I very much see this as a war of good and evil. Obviously, there are nuances to that. Nothing's ever that simple and black and white, but essentially, it boils down to. Okay, we've got the breath. We've all lost the wind. Fear lonesome and nihilistic, maniacal in the dark. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The inside funk like a timing gun, point a gun of gun, open to ending you, fused up all the lies, turned up.
Hi, and welcome back. You're live here with me, Paul Stevenson, on Beyond the Official Narrative here on Republic Broadcasting Network. You're very welcome. If you've just joined me, I've just been going through and covering a book that I was recommended called Orthodoxy and the Kingdom of Satan. But I do believe we've got a caller on the line. We've got Tom in Florida, I believe.
Good day, Paul. Can you hear me?
Hey, Tom. Hello? How you doing, mate? Yes, I
can
hear you.
Good day to you, Jed. Good day. Paul, first off, you're talking about what's going on in England, London. They're having big protests about, a lot of people are waking up to the mask nonsense. They didn't have the mask in 1969 in the Hong Kong flu. It's the same darn thing. And I'm glad that people are waking up even all over the world about these masks. The masks are a disgrace. When you take the mask out at a restaurant, you still have the germs on the mask. What is the mask actually doing when you're... I see thousands of people now eating food and out of movie theaters are open. People are taking their mask off. They're eating popcorn, hot dogs. This is all a big scam by Zog. But, you know, like I said, the Hong Kong flu, nobody had to vaccinate. Nobody had to do none of this stuff. No kids were taken out of school. This was just a dumbing down to society. They're dumbing down. Now they want you to be woke. Now they're teaching all these white kids to hate their white skin color. They don't even look in the mirror and look at their skin color. It's all disgracing. Then you got this Jalen Rose, this basketball player, who made millions of dollars off white fans going to the stands. These idiot brainwashed fans watching a guy throw a ball in a hoop. Now, if they raise the basket up to 11 foot, nobody would go watch the games. I'd rather watch a bunch of midgets play basketball. Let's have a midget league. I guarantee you more white people would watch a midget league than they would these Afro guys that are 7 foot tall throwing a ball in a 10 foot hoop. Let's raise the basket up to 11 foot, see how many people watch basketball. Now, getting to this Jalen Rose, he's a racist. Now, What about when they put a black guy on a hockey team? Is that not tokenism? Why is there affirmative action, Paul? Why is affirmative action, if these blacks are doing so great basketball, why do they need affirmative action if they're excelling? Well, you don't see white kids going playing basketball at midnight till 2 o'clock in the morning, and all these Negro leagues in the cities and inner cities, they're staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning playing basketball, 2 or 3 in the morning. where white kids were sleeping in the bed, these kids were out there playing basketball in the midnight basketball leagues. Of course they're going to be better. It's called repetition. Everything in life is repetition, and these Jews know it. That's how they take every thing down with the banking. That's why they pass it on to their families or lawyers. Repetition, Paul. It's all about repetition. And everything they can pound it in your head, repetition. That's how they pound all this filthy, lying criminal media, a news crap in your head, through repetition. They're called the dark angels, Paul. They're dark angels. They're demonic. They're dark angels, these odds. There are some good ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's ones that are Jews for Jesus. They're Jews for Jesus.
Yeah, we're dealing with demonic forces for sure. And you mentioned, just to pick you up in the first point, you mentioned about the masks. I mean, I think, you know, you're right. There was a massive march in London yesterday. I should have mentioned it. Of course, the mainstream media invariably always report that there's like, you know, maybe like 300 or 400 people in a march. But there was thousands of people there yesterday. I didn't go myself, but I know people who were at that march. And even when I went to one of the supermarkets today, you know, it was encouraging because the first three people I met as I went in there with no mask, I don't wear a mask going in there, they didn't have masks on either. And I am noticing more and more people who are not wearing masks because a lot of people are bemused. A lot of people are thinking, okay, we've taken two vaccines. The deaths are down. Cases are down, really. You know, well, why do we have to keep wearing these masks? So a lot of people are just actually ignoring these edicts, which is essentially what they are now. And that should have happened at the start. We should never have listened to them at the start. You know, it was always dependent on mask compliance, you know.
Well, yes. Paul, what about the Somalian that stabbed all those German women in Germany? Nobody's talking about that in except a couple of news networks. CNN, the communist Bolshevik Marxist news network will never talk about that. They're nothing but Zionist liberal embracing homosexuality. That's all this is. But you have Jews, Orthodox Jews, are totally against them. The Jews are at war right now in New York, believe it or not, Paul. I have a friend who told me, he's a Jewish guy. His name was Arthur. He told me the Jews are at war with each other. They're basically sick and tired of each other. And we'll see who wins in this battle. But, you know, getting back to now what I want to talk about, Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, Paul, 62 shootings over the weekend, okay? Where are they getting all this ammunition?
This weekend, 62?
Yes, sir. Unreal. Just this weekend alone. Just this weekend alone, 62 shot. And some of these wounds are catastrophic. I mean, who's paying for all this? Illegal aliens coming here. I don't see none of these illegals that are running down through Mexico having masks on. Who's inoculating all these illegal aliens? What the hell is going on? You got this bumbling buffoon Biden. He walks like he's 99 years old right now. Watch when he walks. The guy's walking like he's a walking corpse. It's unbelievable. And the people voted for this imbecile? I don't believe it. In the meantime, you're white women, liberal women, or white liberal men, or independent white men, or independent women, or Republican white men, or Republican rhino women would vote for a Biden so that he can bring all these illegals in to get better health care than them? They're getting better health care than all these touchy-feely whites? I mean, these people are coming here getting better health care than I get. Anybody gets. My family gets. It's a sad. It's disgusting and disgraceful, Paul. And they're ruining our country, and it's going to be over soon. It's going to be all over soon. And we're not even talking about food riots that are ready to come.
Yeah, I mean, I did see some of the scenes in Chicago, I think a couple of weeks ago, and there was some young black lady up on the up on top. There was some ambulance came to help someone, and they were up on top of the ambulances, and she was like, you know, doing some strange, almost primate like dance and wriggling her rear end, you know. And I just thought, I mean, what is going on here? I mean, how, you know, when you look at this, you think, how has it gotten to this in essentially what was a civilized Christian country, you know, in the United States? And it's the same over here. I mean, I just saw the scenes, and you just couldn't help but be struck by. You think, how is mass immigration and a rising black population? How is that of a benefit to any country? And that's not to condemn every black people. Of course, there are decent black people out there, but the trends are there. I mean, you know, experience everywhere has shown that a rising black population is a surefire recipe for a rise in violent sexual crime and degeneracy of civility. I mean, you look at
you know, cities like Baltimore and Chicago and places like this, there are very few white people in those countries. I mean, it's black people killing other black people and just barbaric behavior, essentially, you know?
Well, Paul, just think if they didn't have basketball to play. Just think if the game was invented by a white man called basketball. We put a basket up, Nesmith. Just think if they didn't have that, how it would really be going on in these inner cities. I mean, come on. And everything here is this guilt trip on white people. Who's kidding you? And let me ask you something, Paul. Did the Germans in Germany ever have slaves? Did that country of Germany ever have slaves? Black slaves?
Huh?
Did Germany have black slaves? Were the Germans responsible for black slavery?
No, I don't think they were.
No, they weren't. But the Portuguese, you had the Spanish, you had the French, you had the English. Yeah, they had slaves. But the Germans weren't. And look what they did to Germany, Paul. The Germans weren't slave owners. Yeah. Think about that one. Think about that, everybody in your audience.
The whole slave narrative is so narrow anyway. I mean, it's just like everybody at some point in history has had slaves. But it was only the white Europeans and the white Christians that actually ended slavery at great personal cost and at great financial cost that actually ended slavery. But that doesn't fit the narrative, you know?
Thank you. That was great. You're right. And, you know, that's it. And it was white men killing white men in the Civil War, Paul. It wasn't white against black in the Civil War. Okay, the whites that did fight the blacks, Union soldiers, the whites wiped them out, basically. They were to wipe them out. But it was the white men killing each other. Irish, Scotch, or every English, German, those were the men who fought each other, killing each other. Now, we look at a narrative today in this country. What's going on in the United States? Hatred. White man, bad man, black man, he's good man. No, Paul, this has got to stop. And the filthy Zog media is getting away with perpetrated hate against white Americans. It's got to stop. It's got to stop at all costs. Yeah, only 2% of the population. 2% is dictating to all the whites.
The problem is, I think history will repeat itself. I mean, Jewish influence and power has always done the same thing everywhere it's went to. And eventually their aggression is their undoing, because they always overreach. Their audacity is always so over the top that eventually they get a reaction. I mean, these people have been expelled from every country they've ever been in Europe more than once, several times. They repeat the same thing over and over again, and they're a mad dog. And eventually they get a reaction from normal, reasonable people, not Alex Jones, not me and you talking here who are ahead of the curve and inform ourselves, just your average people. You're seeing it in the schools where this critical race theory, where you're now seeing parents pushing back against this stuff. And that's what they do. They eventually get a reaction, and they will get a reaction this time. And I think it's going to be a spectacular reaction, because they've never in their lives yielded so much influence and power. It's unprecedented in the 20th century, the influence and power that Jews have. And I think the reaction will match that.
Yes, I agree with you on that, Paul. And I also agree with this. The Ashkenazi Jews in a battle with the Sephardite Jews. The Sephardite Jews are the ones that are pushing Spanish in the United States. No other group has had for this long a time able to call when you call your operator. You want English or Spanish. The Germans are the biggest population in this country, but you cannot speak German. You will never see these schools teaching German as a second language, but they're promoting Spanish all over the place. Think about that, Paul.
Yeah.
And that's the Jews behind that also. It's Zog behind that. The Ashkenazi gets the Sephardite Jew. You go to a lot of these southern states, and you got to almost basically learn how to speak Spanish now. But you, if in the Midwest you don't speak German, you don't hear a bunch of people speaking German, do you?
No.
No, you don't. There's a big modus of operandi what these Zog are up to, and it's disgusting and disgraceful. And if we don't stop this now, we are definitely looking at CW number two. No question about it. CW2 is right around the corner.
Yeah, because there needs to be a reaction to it, because they're destroying everything we hold dear. They're destroying our culture. They're destroying our families, our children's families, even with the money alone, the debt, the wealth transfer, the culture, the degeneracy of morality. I mean, you cannot just allow that to continue in perpetuity. There has to be a reaction to it at some point, and I believe there will be, you know?
Yes. Hey, Paul, one more thing. You know, the global warming crowd's talking now. Well, if you look out west here in western part of the United States, it's really hot out, super hot. I got to tell you something. Here in South Florida, we've had we have unseasonal weather. At nighttime, the weather got in Miami's getting down to 77, 78 degrees, which is very cool at night. And now it's been raining here in Miami for 2 days straight, constant rain. I mean, it almost feels like it's wintertime. And so I'm like saying, well, in Florida here, it's like wintertime. But out west, it's like so hot, I guess, 115 degrees in Seattle, in Portland? Mm. So, yeah. I don't know. The global warming, people always say, well, the world's getting hotter. Well, you know, out here in Florida, it's getting cooler. I think it's just this is part of the climate change of our through natural resource.
The whole
it has
climate
nothing to do with just, global warming. So that's just more to get that off my chest.
All right, Tom. Well, thanks for calling in, mate. We'll
thank
see you soon.
Paul. Have a wonderful day. Cheerio. Have a great day.
You too, mate. But yeah, the climate change is another Marxist movement, global Marxist movement with the veneer and the mask of caring about the climate, just as Black Lives Matter is a Marxist movement with a mask of caring about black people. Anyway, so this continuing on with this book, just for a little chapter, it said, in 2016, I began researching the topics he dealt with, exploring how our society has been shaped by occult forces. But as I read, I began to recognize that there is a more disturbing side to what is happening that Father Seraphim had not written about. I found that powerful institutions and international corporations are working to an evil agenda, that this agenda is intrinsically hostile to the authentic church. And we've got another caller. We've got Charles in Florida. Charles, you're live here with us.
Hey, how you doing there, Paul?
Hey, Charles, how you doing, mate?
I was on just a while before your program started on RBN. They had several interesting things that just came on the truthseeker.co.uk. I don't know if you watch that every day. They seem to change a lot of the things every day in a lot of the videos, but interesting video on Dr. Robert Malone. I'd never heard of him. He's the father of mRNA transfection that is able to change genes in the sequence inside the cells. And like 1984, the Ministry of Truth, they've taken his name down that he even exists. He's both a doctor of medicine and a scientist, a genetic scientist. And it's interesting, you know, what he says about how dangerous, like Dr. Yeadon, you know, Pfizer, you know. Yeah, he was vice president and chief scientist at one time of Pfizer himself, warning about the evil of this thing that these eugenicists, you know, are planning on a, you know, extermination of most of mankind or enslavement.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about extremely diabolical, you know.
Yeah, which you're. Writer you're quoting from now is talking about too, that it's just it's transhumanism, you know, and
messing around with messing around and tinkering with DNA and the human genome, and I think we might be reaching a kind of a Tower of Babel level of human activity, which I think God may just throw a severe spanner in the works in, because I don't think God's going to tolerate that sort of stuff, you know. And I think a lot of it's coming from demonic forces and occult activities giving them information.
Right.
Listen, we're going to go to break.
Of course.
I can hold you over, Charles. We're going to go to break, I think, in a few seconds. So when the break comes, if you want, I'll hold you over to the other side.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that Malone, though, Dr. Malone. It's interesting to see his video.
I'll check him out. Okay, we'll hold you over to the art. Okay.
Okay.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, you're back here live on RBN on the Beyond the Official Narrative show with me, Paul Stevenson. I'm going solo today. Richard has got some business to attend to, but he'll be back tomorrow. I've been going through Father Spyridon Bailey's book, Orthodoxy and the Kingdom of Satan, and I still have Charles held over. Charles, you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Yeah. I remember Father Bernardus and Talmud Unmasked, and it was published before the Bolshevik Revolution, and the one of the Vatican II, Maurice Panay, you know, which came out Vatican II in the 60s, and no one, it was sent to every member of Vatican II, but the secret societies were so powerful they stopped the Panay Breath and the Masonic, especially the Grand Orient, you know, which is so powerful in Europe, you know, yeah, we're able to stop Maurice Panay's book, The Plot Against the Church, from being, I had a copy of it, I used to have a copy. I don't know if you had a copy of Maurice Panay's work. It was very good. from a Catholic standpoint and Orthodox.
Yeah, and this, the next paragraph, it says, as Christians, we understand that human history has a spiritual dimension which is ignored by humanistic historians. We know that the whole of time is working according to God's plan of salvation, and that to apply this perspective to world events is to gain a true understanding of what is happening. So the book sort of goes on, talks about how mainstream media dismiss conspiracies as conspiracy, conspiracy theorists and tinfoil hats, and how they work very hard to silence and to shame dissenters and those of us who are exposing conspiracy. So it's a great book. It talks about the United Nations. It talks about the wars. It talks about the secret societies. It talks about Freemasonry, ancient cults, ecumenism, child abuse, the Council on Foreign Relations, Christianity and the Real Enemy, nihilism and materialism, banking, Zionism, mind control. Yeah, it's a powerful book, you know.
Yeah, Douglas Reed's Controversy of Zion. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but the whole idea of the UN was thought up actually before the Civil War by the pupils of John Ruskin at Oxford Christ Church College. He had, Molnar and Rhodes and all those people were, and other people that became the dominant in the British Empire, took it over in the 1880s and 1890s. Rhodes set up his imperialist society in South Africa, and, you know, and he was all part of, they were all part of the round table, but they were talking about a United Nations ruled by the Jews, according to Douglas Reed's book. So the UN was already in thought of and before.
We're just running out of time. But thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay tuned. Yeah, thanks, Charles. Stay tuned for Patrick Slattery coming up. You'll be with Mark Collett for some more intelligent, honest, informative, and entertaining radio. That's with Patrick Slattery and Mark Collett coming up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.